KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky. We're at 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office reports a bridge replacement project in Cass County will require the closing of U.S. Highway 71 about 3.1 miles south of Atlantic beginning Monday, April 23rd. The bridge is over Lone Tree Creek, about one-tenth of a mile south of Cass County Road G35. The road will remain closed until October 1st, weather permitting. During the road closure, traffic will be detoured around the work zone using Iowa Highway 92, Iowa 148, and Iowa 83. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports Brian Todd Rink of Atlantic turned himself into the Sheriff's Office Tuesday on a DCI charge of assault. Rink was subsequently released on his own recognizance after being ordered to pay a fine. He was also ordered to be placed on 6 months unsupervised probation. 18 Iowa communities, including Lenox, Stanton, and Stewart, are getting grants of $100,000 from the Iowa Economic Development Authority to redevelop buildings under the Community Catalyst Program. Jim Thompson oversees the new program, which has a simple goal.
Communities select a building that's in need of remediation that will not only serve as an economic catalyst, thus the name, but also serve as an example to other property owners that are adjacent. To be able to see that economic activity can happen even in the smallest of towns.
The program is open to all communities, but the rules require 40% of the grants to go to those with populations of less than 1,500 residents. 50% of those size communities that won grants in this first year.
Smaller communities have less capacity, and it's not just always in dollars. Sometimes it's in administrative function and in leadership. And so we've been really working hand-in-hand with those communities as applicants for these buildings.
53 communities applied for the program, and 18 received the maximum $100,000 award.
One unique thing about this program is it did not require any local match, although it was scored competitively against the other applicants based on their match. So it didn't have to just be a cash match. We also allowed communities to come up with in-kind contribution.
He says communities provided the in-kind match in a lot of ways, such as waiving building and other permit fees.
In other communities, it was like our public works department is going to help them with some of the rehab that needs to happen on these. We're going to use our trucks to haul away debris that needs to be removed before we can start reconstructing and remediating the building. And so we allowed them to really be creative and come up with lots of ways to create in-kind match also.
Thompson says some of the projects are already in the works and are paying off.
I look at a project like the city of Pocahontas. They had a vacant Oddfellows building. They were able to recruit a dentist on the first floor in a downtown location, and they're going to actually improve all floors of this office building and now be able to serve patients right in their downtown location.
He says the program saves old buildings that may have been torn down and turns them into something that creates new things.
We really did look at preservation as an economic development tool. So we wanted these projects remediated in a way that was appropriate to the building and to the downtown. And when you do that and can make them economically feasible, boy, it makes a great example in a community.
The communities have 2 years to complete their projects. Locally, the city of Lenox received a $100,000 grant to rehabilitate the Bunn Jewelry Building, Mexican restaurant, and woodworking shop with four apartments upstairs, a $571,000 project. The city of Stanton received $100,000 to rehabilitate the historic Mason Building. Mixed-use renovation adds downtown living and additional business spaces, and that's a $284,000 project. The city of Stewart received a grant to rehabilitate the Hotel Stewart for first-floor restaurant and upper-level hotel suites, a project amounting to $761,964. And the city of Mapleton received a community technical assistance planning grant of $5,000. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold their regular weekly meeting this morning in Atlantic at the boardroom of the courthouse beginning at 8:30. During the session, they'll act on a request from the city of Atlantic to abate all tax, penalties, and interest on a total of 10 city-owned parcels. They'll also act on a resolution entering into an agreement to abate the tax and assign a tax certificate on a county-held tax sale certificate for a parcel in Cumberland and Griswold. And the board may act today on an appointment of a member to the Cass County Zoning Board of Adjustment to fill a vacancy term if a person is available, as well as the appointment of a Cass County Weed Commissioner for 2018. Their final order of business will be to approve a permit for the display of fireworks as requested by the Lewis Celebration Committee for a display in an unincorporated area. In the funeral announcements, Betty Shipley, age 82 of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. A visitation for Betty Shipley with the family present will be today from 1 until 6 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bruce Hylison, age 66 of Harlan, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Bruce Hylison will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Edwin Kalkoff, age 82 of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. A mass of Christian burial for Edwin Kalkoff will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Stanford Pelzer, age 87 of Cumberland, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Stanford Pelzer will be Friday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dennis Sherm, age 63 of Dexter, died Friday in Des Moines. A visitation for Dennis Sherm will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Dexter Roundhouse, followed by a celebration of life service at 1 p.m. Saturday, also at the Roundhouse. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Larry Shepard, age 84 of Villisca and formerly of Walnut, died April 4th. A celebration of life visitation for Larry Shepard will be Saturday from 2 until 4 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. The Ritchie Funeral Home of Clarinda has arrangements. Jeremy Eklund, age 42 of Cumberland, died Saturday. Funeral services for Jeremy Eklund will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Margaret Hansen, age 78 of Avoca, died January 6th. A celebration of life for Margaret Hansen will be April 28th at 10:30 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. News and funeral announcements were brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.